3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 6th of October. It's National Noodle Day. Happy birthday, Ian Gruffudd, Jordan Matter, LeBron James Jr. and Jazz Jennings. Taoiseach Micheál Martin continued to face questions in the Dáil on energy costs as opposition parties criticised government plans to protect vulnerable people this winter. During leaders' question time, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said plans to ban disconnections from December to the end of February wasn't good enough. But even though he was out of time to speak, the Taoiseach maintained no one will have their electricity turned off this winter.
And through the social protection system and through the work of CRU, which is the statutory body, we will protect people. Our entire purpose is to protect people.
Thank you.
We have no interest in
Atomic Last week, the Minister for Finance outlined government predictions for a 6.2 billion surplus for 2023. But on Wednesday afternoon, the central bank wasn't as enthusiastic when they published their latest quarterly bulletin. Robert Kelly from the Central Bank of Ireland said there was growing uncertainty because of energy-driven inflation increases, and that's why it has reduced its growth forecasts.
It is very hard to predict Ireland's individual quarters of growth given the volatility for a number of reasons, but we do see it going close to zero over the next coming quarters.
The Tory party conference continued on Wednesday with new Prime Minister Liz Truss making her first speech to the delegates as leader of the party. While she might have angered MPPA by walking off stage to their hit Moving On Up, but at least her speech seemed to go down well with her cabinet. British Secretary Jacob Rees-Mogg thought Truss gave a very unifying address.
I don't think we are divided. I think the support for that speech was overwhelming. She set out clear Conservative policies. She is pro-growth. This was a really proper Conservative speech, which will be very unified.
The former Culture Secretary Lord Vasey says it's all been a bit of a mess.
They can't take any successes from this week. I mean, let's not beat about the bush. It's been a terrible conference. It was a mixture of depressing and black humour. What they can take from this week, I guess, is that it was a disaster and they cannot allow things to carry on like this.
But what has it done for voters' opinion of Liz Truss? Well, she's already more unpopular than Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson ever were. Over to YouGov's Patrick English.
Liz Truss now sits already at minus 59. Three quarters of the public have an unfavourable opinion of her.
Ukraine's counteroffensive continued on Wednesday in Russian-occupied territory in the south of the country as independent Russian media outlet Agentstvo has reported that Russia has lost over 4,000 square kilometres of occupied territories in the last week alone. It comes as a family of Irishman Rory Mason confirmed that their son, who enlisted in March, had died while fighting with the Ukrainian army. The 23-year-old who signed up to fight for Ukraine when the war broke out last March was killed in action in the counteroffensive taking place in Kharkiv. His family released a statement on Wednesday saying that Rory had a deep sense of right and wrong and an inability to turn the other way in the face of injustice. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney said he spoke to Rory's father on Wednesday morning.
The family have asked for privacy and I hope people will respect that. This is a tragic loss of a son, an extraordinarily brave and principled young man.
Protests are continuing in Iran over the death of Mahsa Amini in police custody. The 22-year-old was arrested by Iran's morality police for allegedly breaking headscarf rules. A girls' school in the country brought a member of the Iranian Baji resistance force to speak to students, but it was far from a warm welcome as they took off their headscarves and demanded he get lost. Meanwhile, women have been filming themselves cutting their hair in support of Iranian women and girls who've been killed in protests. And Swedish MP Abir Al-Shalani cut off her ponytail during an EU Parliament speech.
Until the women of Iran are free, we are going to stand with you. Jian, Jian, Azadi, women, life, freedom.
So to come to the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Chelsea in Champions League action and the producers of James Bond on casting the new 007. Right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
In Champions League action on Wednesday night, Man City walked away with a 5-goal win against Copenhagen. Real Madrid won 2-1 against Shakhtar Donetsk. And Chelsea outclassed AC Milan with a 3-0 win at Stamford Bridge. Booking their place in the knockout stages, Chelsea's third match under new manager Graham Potter saw them outplay the European giants with goals from Fofana, Aubameyang and Reece James. Manager Graham Potter spoke after the match and said it was a good game for the team.
Started off a little nervous, but then you saw the appetite of the players. The goal was important, I thought. The first goal, we had to start a little bit on the back foot in the second half, but suffered a little bit, which is good. And then, obviously, to score the second goal gives us a bit of a breather. But overall, can't complain. Clean sheet, 3 goals. Great personality of the players, really good.
Sixty years since the first James Bond film, Dr. No, had its world premiere. 007 producer Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson have been discussing what's next for the iconic character. Dame Shirley Bassey, Garbage and Becky Hill performed at a special Royal Albert Hall charity concert on Tuesday to mark the anniversary. And documentary The Sound of 007 on Prime Video is celebrating all the Bond theme tunes. Barbara and Michael told BBC Breakfast the latest installment in the franchise will reflect a new era. But of course, no spoilers on who would take over from Daniel Craig.
Well, he's always, his whole thing is service for, it was Queen and Country and now it's King and Country, so it won't change.
And how is the search going?
It's not going just yet.
Why not?
We have a lot of work to do before we start looking for casting the role.
The trailer for Jennifer Lopez's new rom-com shows a beach wedding that's far from ideal as the guests are taken hostage by terrorists. Darcy, Jennifer Lopez and Tom, played by Josh Duhamel, set about fighting off the mercenaries with some hilarious consequences and questionable tactics, including a stiletto. Jennifer Coolidge and Lenny Kravitz are also cast in Shotgun Wedding, which gives the phrase "till death do us part" a whole new meaning.
We got you a gift. It's your something borrowed. Brings you good luck, except for Uncle Greg, who ended up decapitated on that forklift. But that's not the knife's fault.
Oh, someone just left that in the bathroom.
You invited your ex? Looks like he's leading a porn safari.
Oops, he forgot to button his shirt all the way up.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.